This is WWJ All Local.
1 week away from the NFL draft, Detroit Police Chief James White is unveiling some security plans for the upcoming event. WWJ's John Hewitt joins us live with more on this story. John?
Tony, while he did not detail their precise deployment plans, Chief White did bring his partners to this latest news briefing. Wayne and Oakland County Sheriff's deputies, the Michigan State Police, federal partners like the FBI, ATF, and Homeland Security, all of whom, he says, will be working together collaboratively ahead of next week's NFL draft.
This is a gun-free, weapons-free event. CPL or otherwise, you are not to bring a weapon into this event. The entire footprint, the outside of the footprint will be monitored for weapons. And that strategy, again, I've been assisted with Assistant Chief Fitzgerald, our Crime Intelligence Center, and we will be looking for anyone who's in violation of that.
Again, not talking raw numbers, Tony, but there were glimpses. For example, the MSP says they'll have 50 troopers daily here in Detroit to assist with the greater draft area. Sheriff Washington from Wayne County said 70 or so deputies will be around the NFL footprint and so on. Lastly, Homeland Security mentions that they will also be monitoring social media, as will ATF, for any potential threats that may arise. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, John. The headliners have been revealed this morning for the NFL Draft Concert Series.
Critical, ain't no time left on the clock. When it's your time,
the concerts will feature performances from Big Sean, the Detroit Youth Choir, and Bozzy. To kick off day one, Detroit native Big Sean will take the stage at 6:15 p.m. before draft selections begin on Thursday. After rounds 2 through 3 on Friday, a post-draft fireworks show and tribute to Detroit music will take place. Michigan lawmakers are now considering bills that would reform campaign and financing and disclosure rules in the state. Attorney General Dana Nessel testified today in support of the legislation, which would also provide for a one-year waiting period before lawmakers could accept a job as a paid lobbyist.
And we see it all the time. People who are really just positioning themselves for certain jobs they're going to take after they leave office. And it's very clear in some instances that they're not putting, you know, the public first. They're not putting their constituents first. They're thinking about their next paycheck. They're thinking about their next job offer.
Nessel joined with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson testifying before the House Ethics and Oversight Committee in support of the legislation. The hearing comes after Nessel announced criminal corruption charges earlier this week against former House Speaker Lee Chatfield. Metro Detroit is home to the biggest Iraqi American community in the nation, and today they're getting a special visitor. Iraq Prime Minister Mohammed Shai Sudani is making stops in Dearborn and West Bloomfield this afternoon. Martin Manna is president of the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce based in Farmington Hills. He says the prime minister is providing important updates for Metro Detroiters who call Iraq home.
We'll be talking about the new U.S.-Iraq strategic framework that was signed with President Biden and also efforts to help seek investment into that region.
Manna says there are almost a quarter million Iraqi Americans in Metro Detroit. A group of Detroit residents says the city doesn't have enough places to buy healthy food, so they're about to open their own grocery store. The Detroit People's Food Co-op, located in the city's north end, will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony on May 1st. 2,500 residents serve as the owners. They pay a small fee, allowing them to pick up organic food. Board President Lene Gilbert-Williams says residents will get to choose what foods the shelves are stocked with.
50% organic, 50% clean and conventional. You're going to have some basic groceries in there that you would see in a typical grocery store. We have all of the categories. We have dairy and meat. We have bulk herbs and food.
Williams says Detroit doesn't have enough grocery stores, so people turn to gas stations, liquor stores, and dollar stores. Troy police arrest a man whom they call super drunk.
A breath test at the scene found the man's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit, say Troy police. Cops got a call around 1 a.m. Saturday morning from a gas station on Rochester Road. Reports of a man lying in the parking lot trying to crawl to his car. Officers came upon the 49-year-old Rochester Hills man trying to leave the parking lot, and they quickly stopped him, calling him super drunk. Officers arrested him for drunk driving and not having a license. Jonathan Carlson, WWJ News Radio 950.
Crews are in the water every day, working to restore the Detroit River. Elizabeth Hinchy Malloy is a leader with the Great Lakes National Program Office, managed by the EPA. She says officials are trying to grow fish habitats in the river, especially for lake sturgeon.
There's been a lot of big rocks, you know, placed into the Detroit River to try to restore some of the spawning habitat for lake sturgeon, and it's been very effective. So we're moving mud, moving rocks, restoring contaminated sediments, restoring habitat so that, you know, people and animals can use these Great Lakes.
Hinchy Malloy says crews are also cleaning up the bottom of the river and removing trash and other waste. A reminder, tune in tonight at 7 o'clock right here on WWJ. We'll air the latest Odyssey conversation on the environment. Earth Day is this coming Monday, with events planned all across Metro Detroit, and thousands of volunteers are ready to roll up their sleeves. In Pontiac, the city is holding its third annual community cleanup. Mayor Tim Grimal says the festivities will extend beyond next week.
One of the things that's unique this year is we're not just doing it in April. We're also doing it on May 18th, June 8th, and July 13th. So we're really trying to make sure that we extend this important work, not just throughout the spring, but into the summer.
Grimal says over 200 volunteers will pick up trash, rake leaves, scrub off graffiti, plant flowers, and paint playgrounds. There are a couple of new residents at the Potter Park Zoo in Lansing. They're two lynxes. Zookeeper Carolyn Schulte says Rolo and Ragnar are four-year-old brothers who came from the Pittsburgh Zoo.
They're viewable for the public now. They're pretty close to the entrance of the zoo. They're in an exhibit that previously housed our raven, and so they are settling in quite well. We've been watching them for about the last 2 weeks or so get comfortable in their exhibit and start to explore a bit more.
Schulte says the lynx are beautiful and each weighs around 35 pounds. She says they are well populated in Canada and they can be in the Upper Peninsula. She says they are near threatened in some parts of the U.S. National Heating and Cooling Company has installed a furnace for a Detroit great-grandmother of four. The furnace was installed by the Carrier factory authorized dealer, and it's courtesy of Thaw, the Heat and Warmth Fund. Grace Carter says her old furnace was expensive to heat her home on Cheyenne Street in Detroit. Then she heard about the radiothon for Thaw on WWJ.
Her neighbors had got it last year. And I called, and they said they didn't have any more applications. And I told the lady to keep me on her list in case something come up. But she did give me more confidence for after the 15th of April. I haven't called yet about that because she called me back with you guys.
Mrs. Carter says the money she saves with her new 97% efficient Carrier furnace compared to her old 63% efficient one will be money well spent on her four great-grandchildren.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.